Christ Jesus. Yes, greetings to you from the lovely, wonderful, ever entertaining nation of Sri Lanka. I am back. I am back in Sri Lanka. I am back in what is a place God seems to have me off and on throughout. And I'm glad to be back. I know I've taken a little time away from posting things, but for those of you that have been checking the blog, you would notice that we have been putting some stuff up there. I think probably getting into doing a little bit more writing, and we'll probably push the blog out a little bit more so that that you can get some stuff through there. So I am doing a drive time with you today, so we'll see if I can maintain my peace in the middle of Sri Lanka traffic. Oh, praise God. So, wow. Yeah, this last 4 months have been unbelievable in so many different senses. When we sign up to follow Christ, you basically, what you do is you're up for whatever it is that He has for you. However it is that it shapes up is how you take it. And we don't complain. We accept it for what it is. But you know, the thing that happens is as we continue to persist in this line, in this walk, there's just a joy and a peace and an adventure that comes from following Him. It's an abundant life when you accept it on His terms. And it's something we got to settle into, because you know what the world sells you is it offers you what it says is an abundant life, and it packages it a particular way, but it's really death. And the people that have signed up for that, they know that once they've gone down that road for a little while, once they've gotten their pop from that short-term thing that they gave themselves over to, the rest is just slavery, you know. And they slave at all different levels, you know, from, you know, the guy that cleans the bathroom to the guy that, you know, is the leader of a whatever. You know, if you're a slave to the system, a slave is still a slave. So yeah, it is so good to be free. It is so good to know Jesus. And it is so good to have, not just to know Him, but, you know, He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So to be able to have an abundant life as you follow Him. You know, that abundant life is promised. It's not promised to everybody. Because in John 10, which incidentally seems to be more and more just a chapter I just seem to love, but the thing about that is that he starts it off as talking about, you know, my sheep know my voice and they won't follow another. And then, and about being the shepherd and all of that. And all of that then ties into, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The abundant life that God offers is to those that follow Him, not to those that go to church. They're not the same thing. You can go to a church and be a follower of Christ. That's possible, you know. But ultimately, you keep following Him whether you go or whether you don't. It's about a relationship and not a ritual. It's about a relationship and not your religion. Your religion will not save you. Your religion will not help you when you're actually put in the situation where it's tested by the fire. Your relationship with God, that is what will come through for you. And so we're coming into times now globally where those relationships are being tested. Whether you have a real relationship with Him or whether you have a relationship with the religion, which ultimately what happens with the world is they keep expecting their system to save them. And as time keeps going forward and God allows the heat to get turned up just a little bit more each time, they realize the cracks over and over and over again in their system and how their system cannot save them. Which, you know, ultimately, if the devil's hope is to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, he's pretty happy with it as well, provided that he got people's free will to buy into it and to give themselves over to it. That's really all he wants out of the deal, too. You know, because this attack on the people of God has more to do with how the enemy of your soul gauges himself. It has more to do with him trying to get back at God, which God can't be got. So he tries to do it by proxy through his creation. But it has more to do with that than it does with you know, all these terrible things that are happening. So, anyways, because obviously he doesn't care about you. So, God cares about you, but not the enemy of your soul. Not at all. So, yeah. The world and its people keep melting down, quite interestingly. You know, it's interesting the kind of drama that seems to consume people's lives. And then you wait for a whole nother set of events and you realize you really didn't have any problems before. Because, you know, I think something that's essential to be mastered is your ability to go within and to commune with the Father and to remain in that place of peace amidst whatever situation that you face, be it big, be it small, because if your life is gauged by your external situation, basically if you measure your life based on how things are working out for you in the world, be they good or be they bad, you're really on shaky ground. And you know, I think that's one thing that God does do with the people that will follow him, is he uses some difficult situations. So you'll start following him and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, now things have gotten difficult. Well, yeah, because he wants you to go within and to not allow your life to be your life to be governed by how cushy your path is. I mean, okay, let's take it to, let's use an exercise analogy. You don't get stronger physically. You don't get stronger by an easy workout. You get stronger physically by pushing yourself. And most people, the reason that they have coaches, the reason that they have, you know, I mean, you take these Olympic athletes or, you know, right now the whole World Cup soccer is going on and all that. But the reason they have coaches is because left to themselves as individuals, it's very rare that a person will actually push themselves to the limit necessary to be able to compete at that level. So they need somebody that can help them, to push them to do what they wouldn't otherwise do, to tax themselves and at a level, to stretch themselves at a level so that when they compete that they can actually you know, compete when it's necessary. And then also the skills that they learn in that process. Likewise, you know, God, there's enough comparisons of us in scripture of this being like a race. You're running a race, you're competing. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So there's enough athletic analogies in scripture for a particular purpose, and part of that is the Spirit of God is your coach. He's the one that's leading and guiding you into all truth, and he's the one also leading and guiding you into testing, trying, turbulent situations for your own benefit. Because we know from Romans 8:28 that all things work together for those that love God, to the called according to His purpose. So you know that God causes that stuff, if you're following Him, to do something amazing. If you just go a little bit further down, but most people stop at the difficult situation and start moaning and groaning. This is why it's so important for His people to praise Him in the middle of that difficult time. You need to thank Him and you need to worship Him when you're stuck in that situation. And a prayer to pray is, Lord, I don't want out of this until I have maximized the reason that You've got me in this. I want to go through this, and I want to go through this the right way. So You take control. Your will be done. Pray like that. Don't be seeking for quick fixes, because if you get out of something quickly, but you didn't learn the lesson that you needed to in that process, you'll have to go through that same lesson again. And you'll have to probably go through a similar situation again. And something my dad used to tell me, he said, life is too short to be learning the same lesson twice. And it is. So, you know, don't waste your time going through the same thing over and again. Go through it, and go through it praising God and trusting Him, and you move quickly from strength to strength, from glory to glory in what God has for you. Globally, politically, they do not have a clue. Man, separate from God, cannot solve any one of his problems, period. You never, ever could. It's a shame. It's comical to see men putting their trust in men because of the way that they were packaged, only then to be disappointed over and again. You know, a friend of mine told me the definition of insanity. He said to do the same thing over and over again and to expect a different result. I thought that was actually not bad. Because, you know, I mean, people keep doing this over and again. They keep putting their trust in these flawed human beings that do not acknowledge Creator, do not bow their knee before Him, that some of them, you know, wave their fist against God, and then they wonder why things didn't work out, why things are worse now than they were before. Well, what do you think? I mean, you know, God allows for those guys to exist because he allows them to exist for the sake of a strong delusion for those that don't love truth. Because they refuse to love the truth, God gave them over to a powerful delusion. There you go. So, you know, welcome to the world. But for those that are His people, you know that man has no solution in and of himself. But here's the thing. If you're one of God's people, you do. See, God's people, here's the cool thing. We have solutions. We have answers. We have counsel from on high for everything that we would face. And the solution that God gives us for whatever it is that we're in, those are the right ones. Those are the ones that bring life. Now, it's necessary that we offer life and solution to a world even when they don't necessarily deserve it. Now, you have to be led by God. You don't want to get out there and try to do something that He's not in. But there has to be that willingness in your heart where the very enemy of your soul and the very people that have, as in Acts 16, ripped open your back and tossed you into a dungeon, but you got to be willing, because the Spirit of God and the love of God is flowing through you, to be able to turn around in those very same people, to bless them with the solution that it would be that would save their lives. And, you know, so this is not a time to be holding grudges. This is not a time to be, you know, holding animosities and this, they deserve this and they deserve that. Well, okay, if you want to go down that line of who deserves what, you want to start talking about what we deserve for what we've done? Because there is no one sinless, no, not one. Only Christ Jesus. Jesus said, let him who's without sin throw the first stone. And if we had to take the knock for the things that we've done, yeah, so that, thank God for Jesus, thank God for salvation, thank God that he gave us another way, that he set us free. So, you know, release people in your heart. Release the people that have hurt you, that have done you wrong in your own mind. Yeah, you may be completely, absolutely, 100% in your own mind, justified, court of law, it would hold up, fine, forgive them. Forgive them and let them go. It will put years back in your life, and it will put a spring back in your step, and God will bless you in that. Because you block yourself from the blessing of God when you hold on to animosity and grudges and things against people that you believe have done all this horrible stuff to you. Yes, they did some terrible stuff to you, of course. No one's arguing with that. But how do you respond to that? You know, there are some things that you need to do, sure, do them, but move on with God. Put it before the Father, allow him to lead and direct your response, and then go with it, but let things go, because, you know, you can't, you see, we're, okay, Scripture talks about us being like vessels, like, you know, you're in the potter's hand and all that. So, okay, if you are a vessel, then you have a limited capacity. You have a limited amount of what you can hold within. And so in order to hold something inside of you, you have to then not have something else there, because there's a limitation to what can be inside of you. So if you want to hold on to bitterness, you now have to let go of the possibility of the joy of God being in that place in your life. If you want to hold on to unforgiveness, you now have to let go of the free flow of God's health in your being. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, you can choose this day of meal, sir. You can choose where it is that you would have your reality be and what you will hold within. That's why we're taught to pray, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done. Why? Because you're choosing that. You're choosing for the manifestation of the life and presence of God in your life. If you don't choose that, if you choose to hold on to whatever it is that's rubbing you raw, well, it'll just keep rubbing you raw. Inside, in your spirit, in your heart, you're just going to be ticked off, angry, mad, upset, frustrated. How many more years you want to live like that? You know, at a time when God's got abundant life for his people, how long do you want to live like that? How long do you want to continue to miss out on what God is doing? I miss out on life right now, abundant life right now, because you just got to hold on to that thing. They gotta pay, they owe me. You know, just seriously, as a friend, let it go. Absolutely. Because, see, when you let that stuff go, you allow for God's peace. And that's what God wants to do with you. He wants you to have peace, and he's trying to show you the way, but you can't fight him on this one. You can't fight him on anything, actually. You can fight him, but you fight him to your own hurt. You're hitting yourself. You're hurting yourself. So, anyways, But yeah, you know, it is a time you just gotta be free. You know, you gotta live and walk in the peace of God that He has for you. Because, you know, there are so few people that know that peace, that walk in it, but it's available to all. I sometimes wonder, why is it that people go through their lives and they refuse to ask these tough questions? You know, why am I here? What was the reason that I was born? They just exchange even the option to ask those questions for a reality dictated to them by the world system, and then they serve that for their next 50, 60, 70 years. And then with maybe a couple, you know, alarm clocks that go off along the way when a good friend dies or family member dies or something shifts in their life or they get some disease like cancer, and then they're stuck having to ask those questions. But, you know, I mean, Lord willing, they'll come to a conclusion and have some answers to that before they go. But it says one escaping from the flames. So I guess, can you guys hear I'm sure you can hear the nice Sri Lankan traffic and surrounding me. Yeah. Anyways, now people, you know, I think one of the best things that we can do for people is just live a consistent life walking with Him. You know, if you just live, walk out life with Him and live it openly enough that people can just see what it is when somebody walks with Him, and let them deal with it. Because, you know, people need that. I mean, that's one thing that Jesus did while He was here, was He lived His life out there open for the world and to see. And that was the example of, here's what a life and a successful life is. True life. And yeah, it's, you know, without that, you know, without, see, okay, when people are disconnected from spirit, they might sense certain things, but they'll see the light and the life of God through you. You know, you become that ambassador to those that are separated from truth. So it's important that, you know, you do the real thing. Definitely interesting trying to drive and talk. let's see. Yeah, it's been a little while since I've been on the roads over here. You know, actually, the traffic in Sri Lanka is, I mean, still terrible, but it's not as terrible as it used to be. It used to be pretty aggravating. It's still aggravating, but on a slightly smaller scale. But yes. Anyways, so just small word of encouragement for you guys this day. Hey, I just pray that God blesses you, that God encourages you, and you know, we're gonna be starting to put up a lot more in the days to come. So do check the blog, so I'll catch up with you again soon. So hey, God bless you, love you, talk to you soon. Bye.